Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I like Moose Knuckle.
I will destroy them all.
Hello, welcome to The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast, now covering Chainsaw Man. I'm Tyler, and today I'm recording in possibly the worst recording environment I've ever been in. I'm in a completely empty room with a washing machine running on the other side of the wall. So, lots of echoes and vibrations. I hope this doesn't sound terrible. But anyways, today I'm going to be talking to you about Chainsaw Man Episode 4. I think it's called Rescue. And I'm picking up where Bill left off. Yeah, first thing for Bill, I have four cats, not 20. Kind of five now. We have one cat that my wife started feeding, and now he just lives on our porch. But he keeps trying to come in the house, too, which is annoying. Yeah. Oh, and just a fun thing. I think I mentioned the last episode I did that I've been working on my son's room a lot, like redoing that. So that's part of why we didn't have episodes for a while. And so working on that. And there was like this hump in the wall, and I'm like, oh, someone just did a bad drywall patch. So I'm like, I'm going to chisel this out and fix it. And then I chisel it out. And I find it's more than just a bad patch job. There is like a 6-inch diameter concrete like tube in the wall. It's like a duct that attached to a chimney that we no longer have, but the chimney is in the wall. But that part is still there. So that was a fun surprise, and now I got to fix that. So, yep. So squeezing this episode in while I can. But yeah, so let's talk about this episode. So we start out, Denji's like super excited because he just killed that the bat devil, and now he gets to touch a boob. So that's cool for him. So he's like cheering, has his hands up in the air. He's like, hell yeah. And then one of his hands just falls off. And it's because there's a leech devil, and I don't really know what the leech devil did to, like, make his hand fall off, because it punches him a lot, and, you know, it stabs him with his tongue at one point. Maybe it has a sharp tongue? I don't know how leeches work. Yeah, I don't know if it, like, sliced off his hand with its tongue or what. But, so he tries to go Chainsaw Man mode, devil mode, I don't know if there's a name for it, and he's low on blood because I guess like when he's Chainsaw Man, he's just has the chainsaws going through him in three parts and he's probably bleeding there. So yeah, he's low on blood. So he only gets a little chainsaw out of his forehead and he's like, damn it, not enough chainsaw. And so yeah, then he fights Leech Devil and it's a really cool fight. He's like skating around on the Bat Devil's like blood and guts. And then he uses, I think it was intestines from the Bat Devil to like wrap around the Leech Devil's legs, tentacles, whatever, and trip it up like the AT-ATs in Star Wars. The whole time the Leech Devil's talking about, you know, it having some dream with the Bat Devil to like eat all the people or something like that. And Denji's like, I have a dream too, and it's to touch a boob. And then the Leech Devil's like, that's a really stupid dream. And he's like, you're stupid. And we're going to decide whose dream's the best by this, like, super battle right here. And then he starts fighting it. And it looks like he's doing pretty good for a while. He ends up stabbing it in the face. Or no, at first I thought he stabbed it in the eye with his chainsaw. But I think that's what he was trying to do. But that's when he gets, like, stabbed with the Leech Devil's tongue. But then he gets saved by AJ. And if you're like, who the hell's AJ? That's what Bill has decided that I think his name is Kawaka. I wrote it down. Let me look. Heyakawa. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I wrote down the word Heyakawa. So Heyakawa saves him using the Fox Devil, which apparently he's made a contract with and can summon by giving like a bit of his flesh. And this time it was like a little bit of skin that he had to give. But yeah, the Fox Devil is cool and like massive. Like it just comes out of nowhere. It puts like, I thought it was the entire Leech Devil in his mouth, but I guess it was like just like half of it. And then it's like, can I eat this? And Hiyakawa is like, sure. And so, yeah, it just like disappears. And there's like half a Leech Devil sitting there. So that was cool. It was a really cool looking moment. And I'm curious to see if he has contracts with other devils or just that one. I mean, that one's really cool looking. So I would like to see more of that later. But considering he has to like give parts of his body for food every time that he summons it, I'm guessing he's not going to summon it unless it's like real important. So then after that, Denji gets to go to the hospital. The cat gets to go to the vet, which is nice, meowy. And I don't really know what happens to Power. I guess Power just needs to like get some blood and take a nap or something. I don't know. But Denji wakes up in the hospital, and I'm going to call him AJ because that's what Bill decided to call him. AJ is there, and he's like, I found your arm. All you needed was a blood transfusion, and it just reattached. So I guess you are, you know, you're a devil. So he's like, okay, what happened? You know, we saw evidence that made it look like Power tried to kill you. And Digi's like, no, that's not what happened. It's like trying to cover for her and shit. And I don't know if he's doing this because he likes Power, he wants to protect devils, or he just wants to touch her boobs. Like, if you take the whole, like, boob thing out, it just seems like he's, like, a pure-hearted kid who, like, wants to protect her because, you know, she was just trying to save her cat. But I don't know which it is. So, anyways, AJ decides that he will, you know, cover for both of them if Denji agrees to, like, follow his lead and basically, like, learn from him to, like, not be so uncivilized. And Denji agrees, but I there's not really any, like, accountability system there. So what will happen? Then AJ goes and meets with Makima, and nothing really happens. Like, she comments that he's getting, like, a little more flexible seeming and wonders if that's because of Denji's influence. And yeah, probably. And then we just get, like, a nice little bit of, like, a slice of life type thing. And this was probably my favorite part of the episode, is just seeing AJ. It's really hard for me to call him AJ because I know it's not his name and it's not even remotely similar. But, yeah. He's just, like, going about his day. He's, like, you know, making coffee, smoking some cigarettes, reading the paper, putting his hair up, doing some laundry, all that type of deal. And then, like, Denji gets up, like, 6 hours later, and he's like, hey, what's for lunch? And then they get a knock at the door, and then Power punches in the door. And I thought it was funny that we see Denji, like, crawling on all fours to see what's happening, like a dog. So I know Bill commented that since he emerged with his chainsaw dog, maybe he has some like dog-like tendencies. So I'm curious to see if that actually is a thing, or maybe just to feel like standing up. I don't know. But then, okay, I said that was part of, like, I guess this whole scene, this whole like them at AJ's apartment is like my favorite part of the episode, because it gets funny when Power gets there. And then we get like a montage of like Power, like, won't eat her vegetables. And Denji's like really offended by it, probably because like he just didn't have food for so long. He's just like, how dare you waste this? But then she doesn't want to flush her feces. And then she doesn't want to take a bath. And she just sounds like the worst roommate ever. And Tool, Digi's cleaning her turds off the toilet. She comes in and she's like, you know what? It's time for your payment. And Denji gets to squeeze her boob 3 times. 1, because he saved Meowie. 2, because he killed the bat demon. And 3, because he covered for her with AJ. So, yep. And it's just I don't know. It's like trying to think of words to describe the scene. It's hilarious that they're in a small bathroom where Denji was just like cleaning her poop out of the toilet. And now she's sitting on the toilet. There's like light like beaming down to like make her sort of glow. And Denji is just like, she's an angel. And it's just like the most perfectly imperfect moment, I guess. It's like the least romantic scene. I don't know. It's great. I really look forward to seeing, I like all of them being roommates. I think that's going to be an interesting dynamic, and I'm curious to see where it goes. Other things that Bill mentioned is the theme, the closing theme. I have never listened to the closing theme. Like, I've like listened to like 3 seconds of it, so I didn't realize it was as awesome as Bill said it was. And then I listened to it today, and yeah, it was great. There's a squirrel on my neighbor's roof. Sorry. I'm like a dog and just got distracted. But yeah, it's great. I was trying to listen to the soundtrack earlier on my wife accidentally subscribed to Amazon Prime's like family plan because she was using our Alexa to like stream music and was like, that song's only available if you sign up for this. And she accidentally said yes, and it was like, okay. And I couldn't cancel it. I tried to cancel it immediately, and it's like, well, you got it for this month. So anyway, so I have that. So I was like, oh, cool. I'm gonna, you know, listen to the Chainman soundtrack while I like work. And it took me a while to find it. I went through like a bunch of random, like really crappy rap songs. And there's like this weird thing where like people take the names of anime and like nothing else about it really, and then like make that like a rap song or album and put it like on digital streaming websites. And yeah, they're usually like garbage. This one was like, it was something about fucking someone raw with a chainsaw. Yeah. So eventually I found the original soundtrack, and I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to listen to this. And it wasn't very good. It didn't have the opening or closing theme song on it. And I didn't notice while watching the episode, the music like fits it, but it's not like, I listen to the Attack on Titan soundtracks and Naruto soundtracks all the time. And yeah, it's just not one of those that you can really just dig into. I did end up finding a lo-fi version of the opening that was pretty good. But yeah, the actual soundtrack, it's not one that you can just, to me at least, can't just listen to. It's like a bunch of like weird sounds. Like it's all, I don't know. Go try and listen to it, or maybe next time you're watching an episode, like pay attention to the music specifically. It fits the show and the action happening, but it doesn't really, it's not like super enjoyable music to listen to outside of the show like other shows can be. Yeah, but that's gonna do me for this episode. That was a weird way to wear that. Bill's gonna be back next week when we're actually like, you know, we're not a week behind anymore. He's going to be back talking about episode 5. Until then, don't get painfully chainsawed. Don't get fucked by a chainsaw raw. Don't get raw fucked by a chainsaw. That's our new closing. Cool. Later. I'm not playing out here. It's for real. Words that I spit straight, ripping like a chainsaw. Going toe-to-toe with me, and I can rip your face off. Going blow for blow with me, I'll fuck you with the blade raw. Darkness and light, they fighting all day long. Words that I spit straight, ripping like a chainsaw. Going toe-to-toe with me, and I can rip your face off. Going blow for blow with me, I'll fuck you with the blade raw. Darkness and light, they fighting all day long. Tell me when you're anxious, feel like you want to die, right? Rage at the pavement overtaken. That was Blood Panda featuring Sweet Balloon.
From Eric Slater, creator of Epic Fails of History, comes a bold new vision of the future in his latest book, 2299. 2299 is a sci-fi noir about a detective on the edge of the abyss. While investigating a cold case on Vanaheim, a space station orbiting Neptune, Desmond Faust finds himself ensnared in a web of lies and murder. The closer he gets to discovering the truth, the more aware he becomes that he might not leave this place alive. Eric Slater's 2299 is available now on Amazon.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.